So, what is it that you're hoping for this Christmas?
What would you really like to find at the bottom of your stocking?
All year I've been thinking about buying one of those really smart watches. You know, the ones that tell you everything, including the time. And then I look at the price and think, really? Are you going to pay that much for a watch? But if someone were to buy me one, then all that indecision would be over. You see, unlike it seems many people nowadays, I love having a watch on my wrist. I need to know exactly what the time is. My life is governed by time. The time of services, the time of meetings, the time of trains, the time of meals. I keep looking at the clock. So I was delighted when a new exhibition opened at Tate Modern in September, called simply The Clock. The artist, Christian Marclay, has created a 24-hour-long film, every minute of which shows a clip of another film which includes somewhere a clock, showing the exact time that you're sat there watching it. It really does take clock watching to the level of an art form. And for someone like me, compulsive viewing. The ancient Greeks had two words for time, chronos and kairos. Chronos is sequential time, the sort of time that clocks and watches record, the time that tick-tocks through the day. But kairos is another kind of time. It's the opportune time, the right time, that moment which is the moment when something can happen. And however smart your watch is, it can't tell kairos. It can only tell chronos. The writers of the New Testament wrote in Greek, and so they use both of these words when they're talking about time. And what we're here to celebrate, the birth of Jesus, took place at both of these times. In St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Galatia, he says something wonderful, that God sent his Son when the fullness of time had come. And the word he uses for time is chronos. You see, if someone in Bethlehem had been watching the clock that busy night when the inns were full and the streets were still crowded with people arriving, if someone had been watching the clock, they'd have noticed the time when they heard a baby cry. Someone could have asked them, "When did you hear it?" "Well, it was just past midnight. I heard a cry from over there in that stable." The thing that's so wonderful is that at Christmas, God enters time, our time. The Lord of time and eternity, the Ancient of Days, enters into what time means, joins in the tick-tock of life. Jesus is born in real time to share our real life. It was the fullness of time, the pregnant moment, the ripe moment. It was a kairos moment, the very right time, in a chronos moment, our time. My friends, the clock is always ticking. But Jesus was born at the right time. And Jesus continues to be born in our time because he transcends time. And whatever it is that's happening in your life right now, whatever it is that's happening in our communities right now, whatever it is that's happening in our nation right now, whatever is happening in the world right now, Jesus is there.
Because Jesus enters into the clock-watching world and inhabits the present moment with us. Now that, for me, is good news. And something to sing a carol or two about.